the ability, God, Lord, to surrender to it, Lord, to lay our lives to you, God, Lord, for what you've done for us, God. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that each one of us tonight come here with our hearts wide open, God, hallelujah, in complete surrender, God, Lord, that we lay aside all the burdens and weariness, hallelujah, all the tasks, all the frustration, God, that we lay it aside, God, and we surrender our hearts here tonight, God. Come on, saints. We surrender our hearts unto God Almighty. We lay all of our burdens aside, and we say, here we are, God, with our hearts wide open, hallelujah, here we are. Come on, let's sing it again.
Oh,
bless his name. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, God. Yes, Jesus. Come on, give a shout unto God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Most High God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you tonight, God. Oh, Lord Jesus, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, hallelujah. Bless his name. Amen. Hallelujah. You love Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm praying that the fire of God burns through this place like never before this year. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. That is my prayer every day. I pray for ignition. I pray for a fire. Hallelujah. I pray that all it takes is one flame, one spark to begin to stir up a fire. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, to stir a fire within us, hallelujah. That we have a fire and just a passion just takes over our lives. I believe that to come forth, amen? Amen, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. I believe that this year, I believe that this is in my spirit. My wife, she spoke this to me, and I can't get it out of my heart. But I believe that this year that we're going to declare and decree some things, hallelujah, over our lives. And I believe there's going to be this year, come on, hallelujah, breakthrough financially in people's lives, hallelujah. Amen, come on, amen. We weren't meant to be broke. We weren't meant to be not be able to have the finances and resources to bless, hallelujah. It's our heart in this house to bless those that are lost and those that are weary, those that don't have finances. And you know what, I don't want to go from bill to bill, hallelujah, but I want an overflow in this house. Come on, amen, to rush out of this place that those that come in here will not walk away without their needs being met in this house, hallelujah. Come on, amen. And we're going to be an example to other churches. Come on, hallelujah. We're going to be an example that I'm telling you, I feel this in my spirit, hallelujah, that God's going to use us as an example of churches in this community, hallelujah, to blessing other community, other churches. I'm telling you, I believe it. You believe it with me? Come on, I want you to run with me, amen? I want you to shout it with me. I want you to agree with me. And I want you to watch what God does, amen? Hallelujah. I'm excited about what God's going to do. Amen. But this year, or before the after the service, I'm going to have everybody pray over me, because I got some decisions that I have to make that are coming upon me and my family, and I need my family. Amen? Come on, I need my church to agree with me and to pray over me and speak some things, and God's got it. Amen? Come on, say God's got it. Woo! God's got it. Hallelujah. I trust Him. Thank you, praise team. Amen. Hallelujah. Just a few days before Christmas, a postal worker came at the main sorting office and found an unstamped, handwritten, messy envelope addressed to God. Curious, he opened it and discovered that it was from an elderly woman who was in great distress.
because of all of her savings of $200 had been stolen. As a result, she wouldn't have anything to eat for Christmas. The man went to her fellow postal workers and took up a collection for this woman. And they dug deep and they came up with $180. Say amen. Amen. Putting the money in a plain envelope with no note or anything, the postal workers sent it to this by special courier to the woman that very day. A week later, the same postal worker noticed another unstamped letter that had been addressed to God in the same handwriting as the one before. And in it, he found a brief note. And it said, "Dear God, thank you for the $180 that you sent me for Christmas, which would have been so bleak otherwise. P.S. It was $20 short." But it was probably those thieving post office workers. Come on, amen. Listen, I want you to know you can't curse your blessing. Amen. Listen, I want you to think about that. You don't know what goes on behind the scenes. You don't know what goes on. And I just, that got me today because I started thinking about that. I'm thinking, my goodness, how many times have I said something or been upset with something, didn't know that there was something going on behind the scenes that I didn't know? Amen? Come on, amen. That something was taking place beyond the curtains, beyond the veil that I couldn't see. And I want you to know that, listen, we need to trust God, we need to bless God, and we need to know that God uses people for your needs. I'm going to say it again. God will use people for your needs. Amen. I want you to hear that and know that, that your blessing comes from one another, that God uses because you are now vessels to be used by God because Jesus Christ, now you are, hallelujah. You're the kingdom of God. You carry the kingdom of God within you. You're a vessel of God. You're a God carrier. Amen. That's good news. Amen. You're a God carrier. Hallelujah. I got some things in my spirit for this year about John the Baptist and how that he came out and he's got some things, a message that he preached, and he was carrying the news of something new. He was coming out of the wilderness. Hallelujah. I want you to know that there's some great things that comes out of wilderness seasons. There's some great things that come out of your wilderness, and I want you to know that it can wreck you and you can crawl yourself in a cave and give up and quit, or you could be like John the Baptist with a word in your belly that doesn't make sense to nobody else, that everybody else doesn't understand what you're saying, or they might not even agree with you. It doesn't matter, because God gave you a word to declare and you go out of that place and with faith. He came out of the wilderness place. Listen, he's got a message. I'm telling you, this is, sometimes it feels like this as pastor, that you got a message, and here's what this guy's wearing. He's wearing a camel hair jacket. He's eating locusts. Got locust breath, Randy. And drinking honey. Maybe to make the breath smell better. And he's got a message declaring, hallelujah, make way for the kingdom of God is at hand. I want you to hear this, understand. Listen, it didn't make any sense. Just because the way he was on the outside, I'm telling you, listen, get ready. Because listen, God will use, hallelujah, whomever he may use. I want you to hear that and know that. God will use, and we got to be ready with a heart saying, here I am. Here I am. In complete surrender, say, here I am, God. And tonight I just want to share with you about, I can't get away without sharing about the birth of Christ. Amen? Because I'm not going to be able to give a big sermon next week. Only few minutes, because we got a lot going on. So I go wherever God leads me, amen. But we're gonna have probably a lot of kids in here. So I want everybody just to be with me, encourage that word, and just let's hit it hard, amen. Get a message to people that might not have been here for a while. But we're going to love them. Come on, amen. We're going to love them, embrace people, embrace one another. And they might not have been here for a while. Don't say, where you been? Just say, man, good to see you. Amen. Come on, amen. That's the worst thing in the world sometimes to say. It's like, where you been? I don't know where I don't want to be right now. I used to remember that when I was in church. I used to remember that. I used to be the preacher's kid, and everybody expected everything from me. And they'd always come up to me and say, well, how come you haven't been in church? Doesn't look good to your dad. He said, oh, I used to bother you. He said, listen, so be loving, amen? Just embrace one another. Hallelujah. All right. you don't know what's going on behind the scenes, so I want you to hear this. And this is a powerful story, and we all know, and it came to pass that in those days that there was a decree. Say decree. A decree. And that word decree means it's a declaration, or it actually is derived from the word image. I want you to hear this and know that, do you know words have power to describe something? They're beautiful because you could take words without seeing anything, and I could describe a beautiful setting to you, and you can picture it in your mind, and you create an image by what I declare. My decree that is I'm declaring creates an image. And I want you to hear this and understand something and know that this is powerful because there came a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world would be taxed. All within the Roman Empire would be taxed. And I just want you to get this and understand this and know this, that just like there's sometimes there's an oppression that the world system that has. It's not even just the devil himself, but it's a system that's in place because of disobedience of man, that we begin to flow in something that goes against the flow of what God has for our lives. Amen? And because of rebellion, because of disobedience, because of distrust, because of fear, because of all those things, it begins to pull us away from what God has for us. So I want you to hear this and know that that's just like sometimes with us, that he set a tax. Say tax. See, that word, just the word itself is powerful because he declared, and I know that the tax in this time was a census, that they were counting people, but I'm going to relate to me with it. When I hear that word tax, it means something to me. Come on, amen? Y'all know the tax man? Nobody really likes the tax man, unless you're a tax man. Renee's a tax lady, but we all like Renee, so that's okay. Amen? So, but tax declares it's burdensome, difficult, hard, tough, laborious, backbreaking, demanding. That's what taxing is. And I want you to see something, understand something, that I begin to think that sometimes we let our joy be robbed from us because we begin to imagine things and we let ourselves be taxed to whatever we imagine. And it becomes burdensome. And sometimes because of the weariness of the world, because things that are going on, especially at this time, I'm here to encourage you tonight that sometimes we let things that are going on, this house should be filled, but there's probably a lot of people shopping. I'm not bashing anybody, but I'm just saying there's time for everything. We got to begin to prioritize our lives and say where we're going to go and do with what God has for our lives. And sometimes we're taxed because we don't put it in the right order. We wonder why we're weary sometimes, but at this time of the year, you always got to get everything. Like, man, you need your money for this, and everything's coming at this time, and you need to get this wrapped. Come on, parents, you know what I'm talking about. You got to get, because you have expectations. But what happens is sometimes we let those things tax us and become burdensome, that we lose our joy in the moment we're in right now. Come on, hallelujah. Listen, sometimes we say to ourselves that, Lord, well, just at Christmas time, then I'll enjoy. I want you to know, listen, you need to enjoy right now. Come on, amen. Because you're in right now. That you don't need to worry about tomorrow. You need to enjoy your family right now. Come on. You need to enjoy your church family right now. You need to enjoy worship right now. You need to enjoy the moment that you're in right now. Because we're going to get caught up, and what happens is you lose more, and then your joy is just taken from you. It can be taken from you. You need to own your joy today. We need to own our joy today. It's mine. Take hold of it. So this decree speaks of an image. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians, it says, casting down. Come on, amen? Everything that exalts itself, imaginations, things that try to exalt themselves above God. And we got to be able to be at that place where that we cast those things down, that we cast them down. But I want to give you an example here. I want to show you something. Y'all with me? How do we respond to taxing? How to respond? Because we all get taxed. We all go through burdens, but how do we handle those things? How do we handle the situations that we get in when they come upon us? And I want you to know that everything is mounting to a peak right here in these people's lives. She's under pressure because she's not married. She's having a baby. She's not married. She's about ready to give birth. And then this thing comes upon her that they're going to be taxed, that they have to go there and they have to go back to their lineage, to where they came from, to where they were nativity, where their nativity was. But I want you to know that something's going on behind the scenes. And as much as it looks like it's negative, something's taking place in the heavenlies. Something's happening. And we got to understand this, that when we walk with God, you're not alone, that there's something powerful when you walk in the Spirit. God begins to deal with things that you don't have to deal with. He's dealing with them. But what we do is we begin to try to deal with them when we worry about the taxi. We worry about the frustration. Well, I'm not even just going to go because I just don't want to have that burden on me. I know I'm going to go and I'm going to trust God that this is going to work out. That we're going to get through this thing. We're going to get beyond this point. We're going to work it out together. Mary and Joseph, they're going to work it out together on the journey that they made. Come on, I want you to know that we're on a journey and you're not alone. To see the powerful thing is when you're taking that journey, something's happening that in the midst of the burdens and the burdens that are going on, the thing that's going on that is being projected upon you, something could be growing within you, and it's called faith. Come on, amen. Something's growing, just like in Mary, that the Word of God was growing in Mary every day. Hallelujah. You can't stop it. Come on, amen. It is growing within her, and it's begun to be visible upon her, that you see it upon her. I want you to know that as we pursue and we don't let the taxing get to us, and you let it come to pass, they come to pass. You let that word come to pass, and don't let these other things get upon you and pull you down and keep you down and keep you from experiencing what God has for you. It says that they would be taxed, everyone. Oh, you say, and there was a taxing, and all that would be taxed, everyone, into his own city, in his own nativity. And I began to think about this. I began to think that it brought them back to their nativity. I thought about this, and I thought about how that I ran from God. But when something happened, when there was a taxing, when something burdensome came upon me, and I want you to know they're all like this. When something heavy gets on you that you can't deal with, where do we go? We go to God. Help me tonight. When these things are heavy and it draws us back to what we know is right. I remember when I was going through the times in my life when I was addiction and I was overcome and I couldn't do it myself and I didn't have any hope. I went back to church. Come on, amen. I went back to church to where I knew that the truth was. I knew that I needed to find God. That it wasn't that God was everywhere, but I knew I needed to come to a starting point, to a place, a point of go, a place where that I need to surrender myself, a place where I could hear the Word of God, where there was hope in the midst, that I can overcome this thing. And it brought me back to that. Sometimes sufferings in our lives, we can't just look at those things and not think and know that some things work together for good. All things work together for good when we're trusting Him and we're loving God. And we put our hearts and trust in Him that it's going to work out. We're just going to get through these things. So here it was that it brought them back to that place. It was drawing them back that in the midst of this, even though the enemy was bringing a taxing, that decree that was there, that they were being numbered because they were being this burden was put upon them. Listen, God was doing something. What the enemy meant for evil, God will use it for good. God will use it for your good. Amen? Listen, let's look at Isaiah. I just want you to see this. And I want you to know that sometimes in the midst of these things, that I want to encourage you to know that when you're going through these things, that you need to recognize and know that there's something taking place within our lives. And we need to grow from these things. Not run from them, but we need to grow and we need to let within us come forth. So many times that Sometimes people run from the midst of their victory, man. You're right there on the edge. Man, you put so many miles behind you, and that moment they turn and run away. You're on the edge of victory right there. Listen. And it says, but now, this is in Isaiah 43, but now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, he hath formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by name, and you are mine. I want you to see this and understand something, that there was a drawing going on. And I love this scripture because he's declaring something. He says, the Lord hath created thee, O Jacob. We all know the story of Jacob. And he turned his name from Jacob to Israel. Amen? Turned it from Jacob to Israel. And we got to understand that. He says that we got to see that God created all the animals, created the rocks, amen, created the universe. He created everything around us. He created you. Tell your neighbor, he created you. So that gives you existence. But I want you to hear something here. I want you to understand something. This is what's so powerful. Jacob, in all that he was a trickster. He was shady. He had all those things. And even though he was created, God had a desire within him to form him into a mighty man of God. A soldier of God is what Israel means. Soldier of God. From a trickster to a soldier of God. But the only way that happened is not just by being created, but being formed. Now I want you to hear this and understand something. The forming is process. It's a process. It's step upon step. And in the midst of that, it's what takes place in our lives that is changing. There's a transformation going on. When you form something, that you press whatever that is, that image and that likeness into that thing. And that word form means to squeeze. Tell someone squeeze. Do you ever feel sometimes you're being squeezed? Come on, amen. You feel like you're being squeezed, that you're being pressured. And we got to stand those moments because you can't break away from the hand of God. Even though on the outside it looks like that everything's coming against you, amen. You look like that this whole thing looked like, oh my goodness, that I've done this thing. Mary said, I'm following after you. God, I'm following after you. But they feel this pressure upon this. But I want you to know that God's squeezing them. He's bringing them to a place of their hair. Is that they come back to who they are. They're coming back to the beginning. They're coming back to them to understand that they are from the lineage of David. They brought them back to remind them. You know that's what happens here in church? That you come back and you're reminded of who you are. That you're blessed and highly favored. Amen? Come on, that you're blessed and highly favored. That you're not Jacob, but you're Israel. Come on, amen? You're not a trickster anymore. You're a brand new creation in Christ. And it brings you back to that place. And that's what happened. That's what was happening here. They was bringing back that they were in my mind. It brought them back because they were of the lineage of David. Hallelujah. They were part of a line that came down that was going to bring forth the Messiah, the Savior of the world, was going to come forth out of this lineage. Listen, I want you to know how powerful we got to understand that seed that's within you, the seed that's within you, the message that's within you, the enemy would do everything he can to destroy that seed. To stop that seed from bringing forth and being birthed for all to be expressed. And it says, I've redeemed thee, I've called thee by your name, and you are mine. Listen, I think that's so powerful for us to grab that and see that. In Genesis 50, go there real quick. That formation speaks of a potter. Listen, I just don't want... Sometimes people are just happy being created, that we just have existence. But there's more than that. More than just going through the motion and having existence. Come on, like going through cycles like trees. going through cycles like all created things that were more than that. Come on, amen? That you were made in a powerful way, that you were made, and God wants to form us, and God wants us to come up, and God wants us to take hold of us like a potter takes a wheel, and He begins to form it. He begins to bring it and shape it. Hallelujah, amen? And it takes a vessel that it can be filled up and poured out. Just like we sang tonight, amen? He says, and Joseph fell upon his father's face and went upon him, he cried. Oh, I'm sorry. That's wrong. 19 through 20. You okay? I want to read this because I want you to know that Joseph went through process. Y'all know the story of Joseph? Joseph went through process. He went through tough times. There was something being birthed within him. Every time, all through this thing, he was betrayed. How many of you have been betrayed? Come on. How many of you have been rejected? How many of you have been hurt? How many of you have been broken? How many of you have been lied to or deceived or all those different things or been put into prison? Not anybody, but you know what I'm saying? You've been felt like you're a prisoner of something, whatever that is, whether it's fear, whether it's doubt. You felt that way. But I want you to know that we can let those things, but we need to be like Joseph, that Joseph rose above these things. Listen, through it all, through all this betrayal and all this stuff, that he grew, that seed didn't die, the image of God. God was building something. God was creating a vessel of honor to be poured out, to be an example for a whole nation. Come on, tell someone a nation. Not just his neighborhood, but a whole nation. God was preparing this man. His heart was right after God. He kept his heart towards God. And it says, fear not, for I am in the place of God. Listen, I am in a place. He went through prison. This guy had every right to be mad. He had every opportunity to run. He had the keys to the prison. And you're a prisoner. Why? Because he knew that God was working on him. He knew God was doing something tremendous within him. Sometimes we're stubborn. They're not willing to let God have control. We're not let God take over. We're not being in that place. We're not surrendering. We sing the songs, but we need to be at that place where that we surrender. We completely surrender and say, here I am, God, pouring out. He says, a place, but as for you, you thought evil against me. He's talking to his brothers, those that hurt him, those people that broke him. He says, but as for you, you thought evil against me. But God meant it for good. To bring it to pass in this day. If I would have gave up because of all the suffering yesterday, I would not be in this day. If I would have not stayed in joy and the moment that I was in, even though I was in prison, Joseph still kept his head up. He still rejoiced. Even though his brothers threw him in a pit, said he was dead, he didn't lose his joy. He says, and as this day saved much people alive, he says, and this day to save much people because of one man, his obedience to God. I want you to see and understand something. I say this because it's powerful, because every one of these things are just simple people with powerful faith. Mary was a young girl, 14, maybe younger, with great faith. She didn't have extreme knowledge or vocabulary of the religious system of the day. She had a heart to hear God. God's hungry to pour Himself into people like that today. Not people that are stubborn in their own ways and their own dogmas. Not willing to let go and say, here I am. I surrender. Let me finish. And he says, Genesis, he says, and thought against me, but but God was the potter in his hands. It says in verse 2 of 43 of Isaiah, it says, when you pass through the waters, say through. Listen, when you pass through the waters, he says, I will be there. And through, say through. the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when you walk through, say it with me, through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. Listen to me. I want you to hear this and know this, that those things are things that do squeeze us, pressure us. But God is there molding us. And through it all, we can declare, for I am the Lord thy God, Holy One of Israel, the Savior. I am the Savior. I am the Holy One. That within our hearts that we will know, God, you are the Savior. You can't, that's something you can't just, you something that you can't borrow, but you pay for that. I want you to know the most powerful things, the faith that I have today is because of what I paid for. Of what I paid for. With what I went through and standing in the midst of it. It cost me sometimes. It cost me friendships. It cost me relationships. It cost me having my own way sometimes. But in those moments, I want you to know, but in that midst of that, I learned something and I bought something with that. That nobody else could give me. That I bought it. It's mine. Nobody can take it from me. In those moments that I gained, that I have, that Mary had. Because Mary was standing there and the angel of the Lord says, you shall have a baby in about this time. She didn't, was never pregnant before, didn't know what it was like, and she's got this baby bursting inside of her, coming forth inside of her, and she's on this journey, and something's building up within her. Faith is building up within her. Something's happening on that journey. God's working within her to come get forth. You can't buy that. Because she said yes to God. So even in the midst of all this stuff going on, she was not going to stop. And then she gets to a place that she gets there. Listen. And it says, he says, and Joseph, he also went to Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judah, which means the land of Judah. Amen? Judea. The land of Judah. The land of praise. The land of worship. Listen, I want you to know that you need to let in the midst of your suffering cause you to worship. It needs to bring you to a place of worship. That's what happens. Amen? You need to respond that there's something within you and say, I need to worship. I just need to get up and praise God. I need to praise Him. I need to thank Him. I need to bless Him. Amen? And He says, because He was the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, His espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the day was accomplished that she should be delivered. The day was accomplished. Because she said this was coming to pass because of faith. The substance of things hoped for is the evidence of things not seen. Wow, that's what faith is. She believed with faith. And that faith gave birth to the very word of God that she had. That nobody could take. She gave birth to the Word, who is Jesus Christ. I want you to know that your faith, when you receive it and believe, will give word to the Word of God, to faith that will come forth. That Word, that image of God. Amen? Come on, hear that tonight. Amen? He says, let me look real quick at Proverbs. Proverbs 3. Honor the Lord with the substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. Of your thoughts. Come on, what am I producing with my thoughts? What am I producing with my words? See, Mary, by faith, produced the likeness of Christ with her faith. It says, and so shall, listen to this, and so shall thy barns be filled with plenty. Your barns. That I want you to hear this and know that he's saying that we're a storehouse. What are we storing up? That what are we bringing in by faith? That you're a storehouse for God. You're a place where that God deposits, that by faith we deposit things. That even here tonight, that I don't want to waste my time. That I've been serving God and I come here tonight. That there's a storehouse, that I become a storehouse to receive what God has for me. Come on, amen. That I receive what God has for me. That I'm a storehouse. That those that are hurting, those that are lost, can come to that storehouse, to that barn. Amen. To be like Jesus was, where that word was placed in a trough. And that the whole world was given this opportunity to take forth this child, to eat from it, to eat from that word, from that storehouse, from that barn, from there it is. That you're like that. That God wants people to come and partake from you life that He's given to you because of faith that you have. It works together. That we receive that and believe it and know that, man, God wants to use us. Amen. He wants to use us. And He says, in honor of the Lord, so shall the barns be filled, shall you burst out with new joy. Don't despise your chastening of the Lord, neither be weary in correction. Don't be weary. Don't be weary in the taxing that goes on that's in the world, that takes place. But know that God's with you, that you'll get through the fires, that we go through fires. You'll go through the floods, but you'll go through them because God's with you, because there's a word within you. But you can't let it go. You can't give up on that word, but you've got to let it come to fruition. And God's working on us. God's moving in us. We've got to trust Him through it all. Amen? Say through it all. Listen. And it says, and so it was that while they was accomplished, that she delivered. She never gave up. She never quit. But she delivered. Tell someone you got to deliver. Come on, amen. You got to deliver what God has purposed in your life. He says, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger because there was no room for them. Wrapped him in a manger. Listen, I want you to know that we can look at Christ as the Word. Don't let nothing steal that Word, the Word of God, out of your heart. Wrap it up. Wrap it tight. Take hold of it. Hold on to it. Be like a mother that somebody will come to try to take your baby. Listen, if I try to take your baby, you would bust my lip. Come on, amen? Come on. You have a baby. Someone tries to take a child. You ever watch the movie Kidnapped? Get in that movie there, that lady, her baby was kidnapped. And she watched them take a kid and she ran after that baby. I began to think, I need to be that way. The enemy tries to come and steal and snatch the word that God showed in my heart by faith. I need to take hold of it. Say, no, I'm not going to let that word be taken from me because of doubt, because of fear, because of something that was declared. I'm going to stand. I'm going to be strong. And I'm going to believe that word that God has given me. And I'm going to wrap it tight. I'm going to hold on to it. Hallelujah. When everything else fails, and that's all I got, I'm going to hold on to the Word of God. I'm not going to break. I'm not going to fall. I'm not going to fumble. But I'm going to hold on to it. And it says that they found this place in the manger in the stable because there was no room in the inn. I want us to make room for God. Make room for the Word of God this year. Come on, I want you to hear, stand with me tonight. I want all of us to make room. Tell someone, make room. Make room for the Word of God. Make room for the Word. Come on, everybody. Everybody here. Come on, stand up. I want you to declare that and decree it over your lives. Come on, amen. You desire the Word of God. We desire the Word of God, and we declare it, God, hallelujah, that we make room for the God, for the Word of God in our lives. That we make room. That we begin to not let doubt come in, hallelujah. That we don't let fear come in. That we don't let disagreement come in or frustration to one another. That we push that aside and we believe and take hold of that word and don't let it go. Wrap it up, hallelujah. Wrap it up and hold it tight. In the name of Jesus. Hey, ladies, don't go nowhere, please. Heavenly Father, let's just lift up our hands. Let's just lift up our hands. Hallelujah. This new year, hallelujah. What hasn't worked, hallelujah. What hasn't worked in the past, hallelujah. Lord, I declare that we leave that behind in your name, hallelujah. God, Lord, that we take hold of only what works, and what works is your word, hallelujah. That we don't give up on it, that we don't quit on it, that we stand upon it no matter what goes on. And we say yes to your word. We let it guide us. We let it direct us. We let it come to pass in our lives. One thing at a time. I pray. Come on, I want you all to come up front here.
Gather around our pastor. He wanted everyone to just gather together and stand in faith, believing that things are going to begin to start changing in direction for his employment. He's been in a rough place for a while now. This year has been extremely rough in that area, and we are believing for God to just move on his behalf in the name of Jesus. He honors I don't know of a man who honors his employer as so much. It sticks it out through thick and thin, even when it doesn't benefit him in a sense, but he sticks it out. And I believe that I really feel change is coming, but it's hard when you get older. You know, and how much do you really have in you as you get older to lift up and sleep those heavy blocks day in and day out? And he comes home weary and tired, and I know God has something more for him, and all of us need to just lift him up before you next couple weeks, and as we begin to make a decision on what we are going to do. And I know God is in it, and he's going to move on our behalf. And he wanted his family. You are all family to us, and he wanted his family around him and to support him. And if anyone wants to pray, please, please do, because maybe I am too close to the situation. And so if anyone would like to pray, I give you.
Pastor, I just want to let you know that the Spirit of God just let me know this, that the same situation that Joseph went through is what we all go through at times. But you yourself has been obedient unto the Lord, faithful to the end, and know that your grace and your mercy abides within his love and heart which shows within you. I see what is going on with you, with the situation of your job, but you're standing just like Joseph standing with his uncle when he deceived them, when he just brought instead of his youngest daughter, he brought the oldest one out. But the Holy Spirit of God says, stand firm in his glory, and know and understand that his grace and mercy is going to abound in you forever. He's going to bring the anointing pouring down upon the people. Your word is going to be like a light that overcomes Newcastle. Many people are going to come and call upon them, upon their mind and knowing understanding that the joy of the Lord is their strength. And in order to renew it, they must be obedient to what the Spirit says. That's what the Holy Spirit comes to me.
Father God, Lord, we honor you. Lord, every decision that, Lord, that I know that I make, God, Lord, affects those that are with me, God, Lord. And I just, God, Lord, need the strength of this body, God, to be there for me. And I thank you for that. I thank you for each one of them, God. I thank you, Lord, as we go through this together, God, Lord, that you will get the glory and you will receive the honor. Hallelujah. And Lord, that we'll look at this time and say, blessed is the Lord. Hallelujah. And faithful is he. Lord, we thank you and we bless your name. Amen. And we'll declare. Amen. Thank you. Amen.